This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joe Biggs reporting from Cleveland, Ohio, has founded NEST, the Communist Brigade. They engage in their normal rat-like behavior. Gosh, you think about how all these billionaires and all these people promote communism and it's supposedly sexy and cool, and then you get around them or you actually read the writings of Che Guevara, who was basically like a white supremacist. He hated the Indians, the natives, called them retarded, dumb, they needed to all be killed. And then you see people that are obviously Mesoamerican, Native American from south of the border, wearing Che Guevara shirts. And you just can't help them. They might as well be wearing an Adolf Hitler shirt. Of course, the Nazis really didn't have a big beef with people in Latin America. That's actually where they all ran to. There's nothing nastier and more elitist than a communist. I've been around, I've seen it all, folks, and they are the scum of the earth. Just the most miscreant, underhanded, sneaky, deceptive, dishonorable, lying, cheating, venomous, ugly, rat-like, stinking, parasitic maggots the world has ever produced. And they're just growing with unlimited billions funding them like weevils getting into the flour or something in your pantry. They are just infesting everything and creating class warfare while megabanks fund them. Why? Because the megabanks all want us fighting with each other. Because there's unlimited wealth under free market if you're willing to just do basic jobs and work. Free market just builds total wealth. The problem is it creates decadence and then the commies move in. The problem is capitalism works too good. It produces too much and people get lazy. And then they basically wake up mindless thugs on the continent that their forebears built. And then their children just turn into total spoiled, rotten scum. And then we fall. While they complain about the fact that they can get 100 flavors of ice cream, while they complain that they can have all this shelter for such low prices, while they complain because somebody else has got a nicer car than them or somebody else has a big house. Don't you understand? Wealth produces wealth when it's spent and used in the economy. The globalists create trillions and trillions and then hoard it all and hold it as an economic weight, a ball and chain to enslave us and to siphon off our wealth. I am just so sick of these bags of pus. Let's go back to Joe Biggs. Joe Biggs joining us, his feed cut out there in Cleveland. Were you able to find the commies?
No, I think they kind of dispersed. I think that guy told him who I was and decided to leave. He said he would have never spoken with me if he knew I was going to spew forth such anti-communism rhetoric.
Why don't you love communism, Joe?
Because it's stupid. Especially these guys, man. All they care about is destruction. They don't care about anything whatsoever.
I've been around commies. When you have a drink with them, they go, look, we're going to kill everybody. And we really just want to kill people. And I go, so what do you stand for? I stand for murder. And you're like, but what comes? He goes, killing. So it's really a devil cult, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's why their followers look like vampires.
All right, I mean, we're going to check in with you again. You're filing a lot of great reports to Infowars.com. We're putting them on Facebook and Twitter. Anything else, Joe?
No, I'm going to be out here all day following this stuff tonight. The Cleveland Cavaliers will be playing in the final game, more than likely, of the playoffs. And if they win, I'm pretty sure things will get crazy, especially if there's protesters out. A lot of the protesters have been being booed by all these sports fans, telling them, hey, get a life, stop running our sports game. We don't want to hear your damn protest.
You'll break it down live tonight. Like, great job.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen. I just walked into the studio a few seconds late because I was busy going over news articles as they develop and break. I'm going to be honest with everybody. I could spend the entire broadcast just on one article here in my stack, but we don't have time to do that, so I'm just going to go over all of it. I've already mentioned some of this, but it is so important to go into more detail. U.S.-China war inevitable unless Washington drops demands for South China Sea. That's the London Telegraph. We're going to be getting into that. Senior NATO general will probably be at war. Senior NATO official will probably be at war this summer. If we're lucky, it won't be nuclear. Russia's air defense units deployed amid snap combat readiness drills. Report terrorist attack may be carried out inside the United States in next 12 months. And then a story that ties into this out of the Wall Street Journal that I want to read over. How Islamic State's win in Ramadi reveals new weapons and tactical sophistication and prowess. Our government wanted a weak Iraq government, put in a weak government, armed and created this group with Saudi Arabia and others' help, and then turns around, as the Secretary of Defense did last week, and criticizes the Iraqi government. That's like chopping your arms and legs off and saying, hey, get up off the floor, weakling. And when I talk about this the day after Memorial Day, I'm not running down our troops that took part in this. I had a lot of family that spent multiple tours in Iraq, and these are some of the best people you can imagine. And they really wanted to build up Iraq and make it a free state. And they now basically realize that it was always from the beginning about making a failed state and breaking the country in three parts. And they understand that what's happening in Syria is premeditated as well. So the general military, down to the non-commissioned officers, they know what's going on. And it's the very same globalists that destabilized Iraq. They're destabilizing America and the rest of the world. They're the same people putting our troops on these do not treat lists that are a death warrant, that are a death sentence. And notice how that came out a year ago, that they were putting them on lists, not be treated, and, oh, it was a mistake, we're going to fix it. And a year later they say, oh, it's still happening, oh, we still didn't fix it. It'd be like if you got caught robbing Fort Knox and you're loading gold into trucks and the military shows up and you go, I made a mistake and made a wrong left turn in here and, gee, I'm still screwing up loading gold bars. Can you give me directions, Sonny, how to get out of here? Can you help me with this gold? Here, thank you. Pick up some of this gold for me. It's a confidence game. And the very same globalist financial institutions that control the private central banks of the world created the derivatives, created the fractional reserve banking, created all this Ponzi scheme garbage, this counterfeiting pyramid, and then they're the ones going, the West is going bankrupt, we better raise taxes and take over pension funds. Bank heads call for ending cash and taking part of your deposit. Banks want to charge you to have a deposit. All these announcements are being made right now. The Supreme Court's ruling that the government can take over pension funds. Every few days I see major cities signing deals with the feds. You know, when one of their cops does something wrong, to be federalized so they won't get in trouble anymore. We're being taken over. There's an excellent article breaking that down at InfoWars.com. Obama usurps local police with fake ban on militarization. And the day he gave a press conference a few weeks ago, I said, watch, when details are released, they're going to give them MRAPs, body armor, machine guns, everything. It'll just be under federal programs to get it now. You'll have to go to the sensitivity training, and you'll have to basically be federalized. And sure enough, that was announced. It's not hard to know what they're going to do. Leopards don't change their spots, ever. And we told you it's about federalizing, and Al Sharpton's come out and said that. And a lot of folks understand what I'm doing, but a minority does not. And by minority, if you're public school educated like I was and a little bit ignorant, I'm not talking about skin color. I mean a minority of the mass of people of every race, color, and creed are saying, Alex, you went from exposing the police and making films about it and writing a book and harping on it to now zigging when we're zagging and are supporting the police. And that's not what I'm doing. I'm supporting local government and state government. Not that it's perfect, but the feds have been totally taken over. It'd be like if D.C. surrendered to aliens and announced, you know, show up at the local sports stadium to be given your brain chip, the Kwaku or whatever the aliens are called, hypothetically, you know, come in peace. I would then say we've got to get control of our local governments to say no. It's the same thing. And what are the globalists doing? They're trying to get us to fight with the locals. So it's a vice grip effect with pressure from below, pressure from above. That's a communist tactic. They're using communist tactics because it was Wall Street and London that openly funded the Bolsheviks in 1917. That's declassified. That's public. That's a fact. It was over 100,000 Americans who spoke Russian, Russian immigrants, a lot of them Jewish, out of Brooklyn and other areas that were sent in to bring down the Tsar. For 3 years, they only had Moscow, folks, but they got all the counties and cities and states, all the different provinces there, is what they were called, to surrender. A minority called White Russians, that just meant the color of the flag, white for imperial, refused and fought on for another decade. And there's famous posters in Russian showing the police and military handing their guns into the Bolsheviks. They then, over the next 30 years, basically killed every one of them. Most of them right away, but over the years, they just exterminate everybody. This has been done before. I am a lay historian. I can have top historians on. They completely agree with my analysis. This is what's happening. And we are in grave, grave, grave peril. What I said in my four police state films, what I said in my book on the police state, Descent into Tyranny, is everything that's now happened. And I said, we've got to keep the police local. We can't let them be federalized, these threat fusion centers. Then when they're given the paramilitary training, the public will turn against them. Then the feds will come into the public and say, we're going to federalize them. Don't worry, we'll fix it. Classic problem, reaction, solution. And all the films, Police State 1 through 4, are online with millions of views. Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. And, man, we ought to do a boil down from 2.5 hours to 10 minutes of Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, because it's all the clips of the military trying to take on veterans, gun owners, you name it. That's the film I put out 4 years ago. I mean, it's got it all. And then you watch that, and then you see the news going, there's no plan to go after patriots. It's preposterous. But just like they're turning Islamic State loose, later they will mop them up and only give them a small region. And I've been saying that now for a couple years under the name Al-Qaeda, and now you see it unfolding. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and get into the military news. U.S.-China war inevitable unless Washington drops demands over South China Sea. Japan is militarizing very quickly. You've got the Asian pivot. I'd like to hear from military people. I'd like to hear from veterans. I'd like to hear from others about your take on this. What's being planned with operations to destabilize the U.S. this summer while we potentially go into war against China and Russia? Real preparations being made. What's the master plan here? It's very sophisticated. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. First-time callers. When I hear first-time callers, 800-259-9231. Briefly, if you'd like to support the broadcast, please pray for us. Please spread the word. Remember, you have the power to tell folks about the free links at InfoWars.com/show, to send folks the links to the free podcast, or how to watch us on Boxy, Roku, and other cable systems. You're the folks that can get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships for 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership, get 3 months free. 20 people can use each membership to see the nightly news, to see all the films, the e-books, and so much more. And this is a platform that's a repository of 20 years of work. So you're also funding it basically as a foundation. As we get censored more and more places, the last place to fall will be something like PrisonPlanet.tv on our offshore servers. So please become a supporter of the InfoWar today. It takes about a minute to sign up. PrisonPlanet.tv. That helps fund so much what we're doing. Thank you for your support. God bless you. PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a member, why not? If you are, share that membership. PrisonPlanet.tv. I salute all of you that have thanked us. You are just as important as I am or as anybody in this crew is. We salute you. We've also got 16% off at InfoWarsLife.com on some of the nutraceutical products, so take advantage of that.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act, and Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine, I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com, I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
I heard myself today.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
I focused on the pain.
I focused on the pain. The only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole. The old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away.
But I remember everything.
But I remember everything.
It's Johnny Cash bringing us in.
What have I become?
My sweetest friend.
My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away.
China war inevitable.
Could have it.
That's
all.
Close quote.
My empire of dirt.
U.S. war with China inevitable.
I will let you down.
I will make you hurt.
I will make you hurt.
U.S. China war inevitable. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. U.S. China war inevitable reads the headline. That headline's all over the world news. Unless Washington drops demands over South China Sea. Warning from state-run China newspaper as Beijing reveals plans for development of disputed South China Sea islands. And we can pull up online those disputed, what the Pentagon calls sandcastles, where they're just going out into some of the areas that aren't that deep, 5-10 feet deep, and they're dredging up, creating islands, and militarizing them, putting landing strips on them, in one of the most busy, if not the most busy, areas of the ocean in the world, claiming that it's now China, and so for 12 miles around those, it's Chinese land. So if U.S. aircraft or anybody else flies over them now, they're sending fighter planes up to say, this is our area. Very provocative by the Chi-Coms. And we're stuck between a rock and a hard place. We've got criminals that have basically made all of our investments in China, sold us out, now maneuvering our military that's completely exhausted and basically on the verge of implosion towards war with them. And, of course, when they were first building these a year ago, they'd say, we're not putting military there. No, we're not putting, no, we're not putting air bases. No, 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 no. And then now they admit it. These are our bases, and we control the entire area, and we may start taxing ships that drive through. It's all ours. And this is exactly what all the experts, like Admiral Moore, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who was a frequent guest until he died, a decade ago. He died about 14 years ago. Time flies. And Admiral Moore said, we gave them the Panama Canal. We've given them islands in the Caribbean. The Chinese government's building there. They get 96% of world rare earth minerals. The globalists have double-crossed America. They've done everything to maneuver us into a position where we can't beat China. Meanwhile, they don't want Russia to ever get up on their knees. They've been on their back. Russia is just trying to sustain itself, saying men are strong, families are good, have children, don't take drugs, Jesus loves you. I'm not trusting Putin, but he is in rhetoric about 170 degrees different from Obama. He's not 180. I mean, John Boehner is about 20 degrees different from Obama. He's almost Obama. Putin's about 180 degrees, 170 degrees. That's a 180's half. It's about 170 degrees difference. And how do you juxtapose this paradox? I'm telling you right now, the main predator group into the future is the communist Chinese, ladies and gentlemen. Even though their economy is on the verge of collapse, that's another reason they're even more dangerous. And our economy is on the verge, and the Russian economy is on the verge. What happens historically when empires get on the verge of collapse? They have wars, so they can then have austerity and domestically cement their takeover. In fact, I think now is the time this week to get World Affairs Brief expert Joel Skousen on. I really agree with his overall analysis, but I think things may be moving quicker than he thinks. He thinks 2000, 2005's when they've got the big war with China and Russia lined up. But, man, folks, they're building bunkers. They're getting ready. The elite is moving out of the United States and Russia. All of the Jewish billionaires have left Israel. That's been in the Jewish press. What's going to happen to Israel? You go, good, I hope Israel gets blown up. Oh, really? You hope Israel gets blown up? This is mental illness. Even if you hate Israel, they got 800 nukes. They're going to blow you up, you idiot. Nobody wins World War III. The only way to win is not to play. Your calls are straight ahead. I'll give you details of these articles.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
What's your health worth to you? You probably can't place an exact value on it, but its importance has certainly increased greatly as you've grown older. Yet some companies seem to believe you can be lured in with cheap prices and false promises. That's never been the way Supernatural Silver has chosen to do business. Long ago, we set out to create a product that was light years beyond colloidal and ionic silver. Through extensive research and testing, we succeeded in making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective. Some might call us a premium product, but we've simply strive to be a product that worked. Supernatural Silver is strong enough to fight off viruses, bacteria, and fungus, but safe enough to be used internally or topically. And it's powerful enough that just a handful of applications per week can give you better results than the daily use of those bargain silvers. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off your order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Think NORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at NORDCAP, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready, awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir. We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends and friends, the only winning move is not to play.
The only way to win is not to play. And I've got to just tell it like I see it. You have the globalists that are above the three major power groups, but their main power came from the United States and England. The vestiges, the remnants of the old British Empire, combined with the new burgeoning American Empire, all under red, white, and blue. And we have the soft power that we were more moral, more free market, more freedom than all the other nations and systems. So you combine the physical power with the intellectual, cultural superiority, and undoubtedly, the West, in those respects, was very superior. That's why the whole planet adopted it, not even through conquest, but through imitation. Now we are just basically satanic slobs, totally decadent, sitting on our thumbs, on average, not all of us. I'm not on some high horse. I'm decadent, too. So when I say that, I'm speaking for myself. But compared to some people, it's night and day. The fact that Americans don't even care or know how out of control stuff is. Anthony Gucciardi went out to the Monsanto rally, one of hundreds around the country, and was a speaker there. And he talked to something like 50 people. And only a couple of Americans of the 50 he talked to knew even what Monsanto was. Every foreigner he talked to, he told me, and we've seen the report, but every foreigner he talked to, from Mexico or from Russia, you name it, knew exactly all about GMO, all about Monsanto, all about everything. And it's well known in international polls, university exit studies, high school exit polls, that Americans are the most geographically, mathematically illiterate people there are. Whether it comes to reading, writing, arithmetic, geopolitical facts, political facts, the average American does not know which end is up. And if mainstream media didn't tell them how to find their behinds, they wouldn't be able to do it. And I don't say that with pleasure. This has been done by design, and boy, have the elite done a great job. And then you notice who the globalists say their number one enemy is. Recent veterans, veterans in order, top enemy veterans, returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, and then evangelical Christians for some reason. And I say that because most of the evangelicals I know are nice people, but man, are they going along with the tyranny. And you notice there's a group in there I kept saying would soon be added and now finally has been. Local police and sheriffs are being harassed by the feds, being indicted, being sued like Arpaio, not because they're bad. There's certainly some that are, but because that's another independent group that might become a focal point of political resistance, of leadership. The globalists fear leadership, and they fear legitimate constitutional government standing up with the people's backing. If you get a governor and you get much of a legislature with a million people in the streets of Texas saying, we want to secede, the feds can't invade. They can't stop that. The feds would know that was coming and would blow up a federal building to blame it on the governor that tried that and to say supporters of the governor blew up the daycare center. This is military moves we're up against. You've got to understand the moves they're going to play. And listen, I don't want Texas to secede. I'm a Republican in that I'm for a republic, not a Republican little r. I'm for Republican big r, as in George Washington. I believe in the federalist system. It's beautiful. We need a check on the states. There is no check on the feds. They've been captured. It's gone. We're wide open. The entire Pentagon preparation is to take out the states. The states wouldn't even resist politically or physically currently. What are they planning? So horrible. So draconian. I've got full body chills right now. And I know why people get scared and don't look into this. Because it's scary. It's real. When I fully focus on this and look at all the facts, I get body chills. The kind of chills I got growing up when, for no reason, you know, some crazy guy busted into a party or whatever and started attacking people, and I'd get chills. That was just my body releasing hormones and getting them, you know, connected to all my cells, getting my nerves firing to fight. And when I talk about this, I mean, I start getting in a fighting mode, folks, because at a primitive level, my body knows we're being overrun. My body knows we're being conquered. My body knows dangerous things are happening. My brain analyzes it, and even when I'm not consciously thinking about it, I have a feeling of disquiet. I'm upset. I want to be involved to fight the tyranny. And why is that? Because we're going to lose all of this prosperity, all of this security, all of this freedom right now. I'm going to go to your phone calls, Joe, John, Tom, Corey, Chris, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. First-time callers in this first round of calls. And we're mainly talking about the preparations for World War III that are in a bunch of newspapers. China has vowed to step up presence in the South China Sea in a provocative new military white paper. And it's aimed warnings, and amid warnings that the U.S.-China war is inevitable unless Washington drops its objections to Beijing's activities. Beijing can now claim any sandcastle they build with a bunch of dredges is their territory and that they will enforce it. China never had a claim to that area. China's been talking about invading the Philippines in a white paper 2 years ago. I mean, that is very aggressive. Now they want to replace the Japanese as the aggressors. Huge article on the Telegraph up on Infowars.com. Senior NATO official will probably be at war this summer. If we're lucky, it won't be nuclear. Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson. A senior NATO official told former NSA intelligence analyst John Schindler that the world would probably be at war sometime this summer. And Schindler's a very respected NSA whistleblower. We'll probably be at war this summer. If we're lucky, it won't be nuclear, the official told Schindler last week. And Schindler tweeted, said a senior NATO, non-U.S. GOFO to me today, we'll probably be at war this summer. If we're lucky, it won't be nuclear. Let that sink in. Although the tweet was retweeted over 400 times, the comment garnered no mainstream media attention whatsoever, which is odd given the fact that Schindler is a former U.S. Navy War College lecturer and is known to have many high-level military contacts. Although not specified the reference, I want to get him on, guys. Call and get him on today, please. Work on it. The reference was almost certainly in relation to growing tensions between the United States and Russia. One analyst of the comment suggests it may have been a deliberate leak from NATO sources to emphasize how serious the situation is. Earlier this month, NATO launched its biggest ever war game exercise. Folks, they've had the head NATO generals on TV going, we can take out the Russians, and former U.S. generals going, we just want a bunch of them in body bags. That'll scare them little rooskies out of here. We just kill a bunch. They'll turn tail and run. I mean, it's just crazy talk. Earlier this month, NATO launched its biggest ever war game exercise on Russia's doorstep. Moscow responded by conducting provocative war games in Mediterranean Sea in coordination with the Chinese PLA, the first ever drill involving both superpowers. NATO powers are also taking part in one of Europe's largest ever fighter jet drills today, and it just goes on off the coast of Norway. Another headline, 2015 predictions. World War III can be inevitable as Russia leads war into new kind of conflict. This article the Inquisitor kind of acts like Russia's starting it. China is being provocative. Russia is not being provocative. And I'm not defending Russia. I'm just telling you how I see this unfolding. And remember, George Soros is in there driving the whole thing. Let's go to your phone calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Texas. John, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
The end run of all this has always been a world government or communism. And basically, they got the Soviet system all set up in this country with NSA spying on everybody's phone calls and license plate readers, and they got everything set up. And we took free trade, which is part of the communist goals, and used it to build China up from it was stuck in a Bronze Age under Mao and made them into a first-rate superpower. And what I think is going to happen is we're going to go to war. We're going to lose the war. They're going to bring communist occupation forces in here. Everything's set up for them. And all those idiots you see on the street in Austin you were facing off against, which we beat the top stars, head of the murder squads, and every other thing, and they're just going to subjugate this country completely. We'll be part of the global communist one-world government.
Well, I know this. The old-timers used to tell me this 30 years ago, and I didn't believe it, but now everything they talked about has happened so far, and what the weathermen talked about, and they're activating communist cells all over this country to go absolutely haywire this summer and attack everybody. The police, obviously us, anything that was part of the old government, anything that was part of the old system, anybody that defends the republic. And they're gearing up this summer to go crazy. And I just say thank God for the Second Amendment, because it's not going to go well if they pull this for the first few waves of trash.
But you got to look at our government, Alex. Look at Obama, his communist connections, all the people around him, communists.
I know. And they're always telling us communism doesn't exist. There's none. I mean, every time communists do some horrible thing, the media will call me and go, Alex, communists, really? Communists attacked you? Or, you know, those don't exist, Alex. As we go communist, as we go socialist, as we go totalitarian, they keep saying, oh, really? Nothing's happening. Well, undoubtedly, they're preparing the communists to go haywire this summer. They're going to stir stuff up. There are hundreds of gangland shootings every few days. The cops are going to get paranoid, scared, outgunned. They're going to kill innocent people in the crossfire, in the friendly fire. It's going to happen. You got a lot of thug cops as well. They're going to make it worse, and it's going to blow up. You can really – and the communists are wild-eyed now. They've gotten the word that this is their time. I've been dealing with these people for 20-something years. And I'm telling you, the communists have a gleam in their eye. They're making their move, John.
Communist goals, the communist rules for revolution, and the planks of the communist manifesto has all been carried out. Just go out there and look at them. You can search them on the web. Everything in there has been carried out on this country. And the fact that the Bush, all those neocons that Bush had around him were all considered Trotskyite communists. I mean, they've been controlled. I mean, they're in control go all the way up to Soros, all of it.
And that's why they put in all the Republican leaders like Boehner and others. That's a minion of Mr. Globalist Newt Gingrich that will go along with everything.
For the people you faced in Austin, they go all the way up into the colleges, into the local government. Into
we already government. Know the handlers are high-level. The handlers are high-level UT.
Taxes and foundations, they go all the way up. It's a big iceberg. What you've seen was just the tip of the iceberg, Alex. It goes way bigger than that.
Oh, it was like a tip of a festering, servile pus. Well, I mean, these people are sick. I appreciate your call. God bless you. It is like the tip of a big rotting corpse. Ugh. You can smell the stench of death on those people, too, man. Just over the top. I kill my babies. I love Satan. I love being dirty. I love it. We're going to red terror you, giggling. Yeah, you're going to find out, red terror, as if those useful idiots will ever be part of any power structure. And again, it's not going to be a communist takeover. Let's get that straight. The communists are going to be the detonators for civil unrest. That's why communists always want to get rid of the death penalty. As General Parton taught me, part of the communist takeover program is they want to be able to get their people out once they've taken over. And they want to be able to not have charges on them when they kill cops and stuff. That's why the police have got to prosecute bad cops. They've got to not be federalized and realize the attack plan. And then we have to stand with good departments when they're under federal attack, because it's not federal, it's globalist. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Canada on George Soros. Tom, you're on the air. Welcome.
I just want to talk about the Chinese government. I mean, any government that's just forcing abortions on the woman is, you know, a little messed up. So if U.S. ends up going to war with China one day, I mean, it's possible, man, and that'd be crazy. But, you know, look at your military budget, $650 billion a year, something like that. So I wouldn't be too worried about that. But also I want to talk to you about climate change. I think you, you're a smart guy, but you got blind spot with climate change. Sea levels are probably going to start rising pretty dramatically in about 15, 20 years. And I know you got some good points about climate change and stuff, and you know information about it, but I still just don't really think you know what's totally going on with that, and it's pretty real.
Sure, well, let me say this. When the Earth was warming until about a decade ago, the ice caps of Mars were melting too, and then now they're growing again. And Al Gore said the Arctic would be gone by 2013, it's bigger than ever recorded by the satellites over it. And that's admitted. But if the sea levels were going up, the answer isn't paying Al Gore carbon taxes or Obama or George Soros, who own the big carbon trading facilities in London and Chicago. So that's my issue there. I mean, they're in the news saying flooding in Texas is because of global warming. We always go through cycles of flash flooding in Central Texas. When I was in high school here, it basically rained for a year straight almost. And then it went into, I mean, it's a cycle.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why not life?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so your advice
to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
You see, we've had it good so long. We've been relatively wealthy, prosperous, and at peace so long with a volunteer military that has, by and large, been a corporate globalist tool to secure resources for multinationals. And then we end up holding the bill. Sometimes the war is legitimate, sometimes it's not. But in almost every case, the economic gains we don't even see. I mean, if you're going to have an empire, at least have some of the spoils come back to the old system. The homeland. And I'm not endorsing an imperial system like the British Empire, but at least a lot of its spoils did come back to England, back to what became the United Kingdom. Nowadays, we paid to take over Iraq and break it up, and the Chinese government and the French government and others got the oil. The French, who weren't even part of it, and the Chinese. You see the sick joke? We can't even have that Canadian oil. It's being trained by Warren Buffett out to the coast of Canada, the West Coast, to be sent to China. Everything's being strategically done to shut us down. And the Pentagon's main enemy is its own veterans. That should be a big wake-up call. And I keep harping on that to point out we've been taken over. If a foreign power took over your government, who would their number one enemy be? Let me think. The veterans. Oh, yes. Because the government that's taken over, the globalist system, is going to do horrible things, ladies and gentlemen, like taking the pension funds and arresting political prisoners. And they know it's going to get so bad, veterans are going to get sick of it and will fight. They'll have local police brainwashed and ready and federalized to then go after the local vets. That will exhaust and break down local government. And then later, just like Iraq was weakened and ISIS came in, the UN will come in with a multinational force under global receivership. We'll be blamed for the global derivatives. We'll be blamed for everything. We're being set up for that. And then we will be occupied and broken in a bunch of pieces as economic redevelopment zones under a North American Union. But it'll all be sold not as an invasion, but as helpers. Communist China is going to build the new rail lines and administer them and own them and run them and tax you. And the California governor is saying, thank you, Chinese leaders. That's how sick this is. We're going to go back to your phone calls with Mad Max, Corey, Chris, Richie, and others. Before I go any further, I won't belabor this. We have a different special every few weeks. The one we're running right now, we've never had this before, is 16% off Secret 12, Vitamin B12, the most absorbable, organic, hardcore formula we could come up with. It is, let's not exaggerate, 5 to 6 times more expensive for us to produce this than what any other major competitor has. This took us over a year to put out until we found the most neurotic source of absolutely pure, vegan-based, over-the-top methylcobalamin. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com, and it is 16% off right now, ladies and gentlemen. 16% off, and your purchase funds this hardcore operation that is ringing the alarm bell. And the good news is more and more we're able to ring that bell. More and more we're able to get that warning out, blow that trumpet. We've got a big enough trumpet to blow that horn and warn the old republic of what's here. Because vestiges are still there. They've not been swept away yet. We've got to supercharge now and try to stop the total takeover, or if we fail, affect the future battle space under occupation. This is the real deal. InfoWarsLife.com. or InfoWarsStore.com to find the books, the videos, the shortwave radios, the high-quality seeds, the Patriot apparel, InfoWarsStore.com, high-quality survival foods, you name it. Shopping with the good guys, it's a win-win. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Stay with us, third hour, straight up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.